tuning into the Sleight of Hand podcast, where we just went to the Isle of Giants. How's everyone doing today? I guess I should ask that. Let's stall a little bit.
Derek, how you doing?
All right. Yeah. Let's definitely stall.
No, I say let's get into it. We're leaving the listeners on the edge of their seat.
Let's talk about some personal stuff in our lives. So, just to delay.
So, hey, Chris, anything new with you?
I'm a new uncle, so that's the fun stuff.
That is
how
exciting.
Many times? Or just the first time?
This would be my second nephew. I do have a niece, though. So, shout out to them eventually if they're of listening age and one day become fellow geeks like their uncle and listen to this podcast. I love you. just bravo in all regards. But yeah, it was really awesome getting to see the nephew. Luckily, they are only an hour away as opposed to being several states away, as per my nieces and nephews. And I love seeing them, but definitely it's nice when you can visit family and be back all within the matter of a few hours.
All the same day, yeah.
Yeah, my baby's getting fat. He's getting...
Got those chunky thighs.
So chunky.
No.
Oh my gosh, chunky. Our family name is now, we're Team Too Thick.
Too Thick.
Yeah.
Hashtag Too Thick.
No, hashtag Team Too Thick. That's like my almost
all
my Instagram handle now.
All that whole milk.
All that whole milk.
All that whole milk. Yeah.
That's awesome. I don't get it.
You will one day.
Yeah.
Well, there's the question. Is breast milk or not?
I would say it's whole milk. You're not really processing
anyway,
it.
Let's, it's a D&D podcast. We're not doing this.
I think that's cream.
So, see a large wooden door open with two large leather boots. You hear them walk into this vast bedroom as the giant lays down on its bed and you hear it creak in. Not even 2 minutes later, you start to hear the large snoring of a slumbering giant.
Get out.
You look down at the bottom of the bed and you see Estella, Twilight, and Sparrow.
Parts of them, or
no?
They're just hanging out.
Estella looks a little bit different
because it's Twilight.
Aunt Estella,
does she have color?
Have you ever been up here before?
I can't say I have.
I don't know what we're doing here. My mom won't tell me very much about it.
Wait.
You know I saw you one time, but you were sleeping and I was standing in the fire.
We could talk about that later.
Your friends, though, they didn't seem very inviting. That's how I got this necklace. They actually sent me away. What do you see in your friends? Are they to be trusted? And do you think that they'll come for us?
You get used to them. I like to believe that they would come and help. But I won't hold it against them if they didn't.
Especially that Kree.
Especially the Kree, though. I hate his guts.
And Twilight speaks up. Sparrow, don't bother your aunt with questions. We are trying to figure it out ourselves.
You say he's up here?
Yes, I think our dad is up here. I don't know why, though. I just had a feeling.
All right. Do you know how to maneuver this area whatsoever?
I've had some visions. Sparrow's had some visions, and I can kind of piece together what the throne room looks like. But it's all kind of blurry. There's a lot of statues just kind of misplaced throughout the throne room. Very, like, sporadically. I've seen empty thrones, though. Like, Maybe they weren't here, or they are here, but they're somewhere else. The last vision I got, though, was Dad peering around one of those statues.
All right. Hopefully they do come, because I left our one key ticket to speaking to the brothers with them. As
I think
for that necklace, though, do you mind if I hold on to it?
And Sparrow kind of looks at you, kind of like she doesn't want to get rid of it. And Twilight's like, it's okay. Give it to your aunt. And she kind of begrudgingly takes it off and hands the necklace to you.
Once we're done, you could have this back.
And maybe, Sparrow, you won't disappear on me this time. Now we flash back to the cargo hold with our current party. And it sounds like the coast is clear.
This is good. Quickly and quietly peek out. All right, I think we're good. We should get out first.
Mm-hmm.
Staying here until the coast is clear. Get out.
Mm-hmm. I will sneakily get out.
Still gagged?
Yes.
Yes, that's why we're being quiet.
You're gargled.
You're gargled.
Take the slaves out. Is anyone near us?
Roll perception check.
This might answer your question. Slaves, the movie, was released on July 2nd.
Hey, computer. Stop.
Roll a perception check.
Slaves.
Perception, 27.
Okay.
Non-natural 20.
Okay. You guys see a very tall and large room, probably spanning 300-400 feet. Vertical ceilings about 250. You see very ornate gargoyle-like figures surrounding the cargo hold. You count about 12 statues. They do not have glowing or animated eyes, but they look a little bit different, as they kind of look like they have, along with their horns, they have like these stone beards that come out kind of like an octopus.
Neat. What's your name in this?
What?
What is your name in this?
What is my name?
Yes. You're not Zediak.
Lee.
Lee. Okay. All right.
What?
Grisk.
There are a million Lees in the Fire Nation.
Oh!
Grisk.
Oh, that's awesome.
Grisk.
Did not do that on purpose.
We can get it. Come out.
I'm going to get out of the crate.
DM, quick question. Those gargoyles, do those look similar to gargoyles that I had potentially run into earlier? Not so, here, obviously.
They look like normal gargoyles with the slight difference in the face, where they have like that bearded octopus kind of look on their faces.
So I think they might come alive.
You don't know.
Don't you poke?
Is there anything I can roll to see if I would have a guess, or is a 27 perception good enough to like? Oh, those were probably not actually stone. Well, they're indistinguishable from stone.
You are wise enough to know better, but they are not threatening you at the moment.
Okay. Okay, so be careful.
Well,
I'm going to relay that to Dutch, that those gargoyles are potentially trouble.
Feels good to get out of that crate. An alert watch.
Somebody's hands were on my tail.
Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I don't mind.
Alright, so
what's up with them funky looking with stone guys?
With your perception, you also see that there is two exits from this besides going out to the docking bridge.
Mm-hmm.
There is a northwest exit and a northeast exit.
Okay. And is there anything else in the room with us, or is it just cargo stuff?
Just cargo, other boxes, things okay. like that. Hmm.
Let's get a move on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So while we're disguised as Grask and his entourage, are we going to try and do this quietly and sneak around, or are we going to march in here like we're Let's supposed to be here?
Quiet as much as we can, and as soon as someone sees us, we act like we belong.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right, who would lead the way? Would he lead the way, or would we lead the way?
No, Dutch, you would lead the way.
I've already started walking off.
And grab him. Scrub.
Gark. You can't do that here. I'm sorry. I know this is going to be hard for you.
I think it would be best if Dutch led, and then we have Cal and Garg next to each other. And then, Zediak, you follow behind them, and I'll be behind you.
And,
and when we look around corners, we'll all stick
our
heads.
Does Cal have something over his face?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
I'm going to just real quick, Cal, I want you to be able to speak a little bit, but just still stay quiet. I'm going to loosen up his, so he can actually,
spellcast.
I just thought of that. Like, that's not actually gag, Cal.
Quiet's my middle name.
Did Fluffy come with us?
Whoa.
Yeah. Huh? Bow tie. Yeah.
Double standards. Oh, yeah. I get gagged, but Cal doesn't.
Do you do spells?
He casts
sword. Do you need to talk?
I have the martial art feature of taunt. So
he's going to talk the whole time. And, yeah.
So I could.
All right. Let's
just... Wait, Zediak, you're wearing a cloak, right?
Yes.
Can Fluffy hide underneath your cloak? Maybe just hold on to your waistband.
Here.
Shh. Lift my hat up.
Oh, that's great.
Send Fluffy into your hat.
Fluffy fits inside a 10-gallon hat.
Claws digging into your scalp.
He's trying to direct you. He's pulling your hair.
Pulling a ratatouille.
Guys, I'm becoming a chef right now. Sorry.
He farts.
He never should have trusted the fart.
How do you think I have my hair stand up like that?
Wow.
Jelly.
All right. So I guess I'm leading.
I guess.
Yep.
That's what Lord Gress said.
I'm pretty sure you are much better at the looking around than me.
I'm the best at looking around, actually.
He's the best. Other things I'll give you is that everything is very echoey because of how big the rooms are.
Maybe Zediak should be the one, because I also fight away.
You know, that's actually a good point. Maybe Zediak, you want to take the lead on this?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, Lee. Maybe you should take lead.
Lead.
Yeah. Cal, you're supposed to be gagged. That was my joke.
I will, however. I'm going to go up to Garg and not fully loosen them, but if he were to use all of his strength, break free from the ropes, because we need his hands.
Mm-hmm. Quickly.
Oh.
I'm going to trust you
in
on
my
this.
Hands, but not my mouth.
You don't need to talk.
We can trust your hands more than your mouth.
With me, it's the other way around.
That's what she said.
So yeah, Zediak's up front.
All right.
Then
I'm in the
Johnny,
back.
Slaves, and...
Are you going...
No, I can't have the slaves behind me. That's sketchy.
You said you were behind Zediak, which in the original...
But then we put Zediak in the front.
All right.
I'll actually be next to you.
Okay, that works.
All right.
So you going northeast or northwest?
You should go northeast.
Northwest.
Northwest is best.
So you guys just casually walk across to the door?
I think that means we should roll stealth.
Well,
I'm just asking how you're going to go from the cargo hold, the back by the loading gate, to the other side of the room to the northwest door.
Quietly.
Okay. All right.
We still have the plus 10 bows.
Yes,
right?
We do.
If it's been less than an hour, yeah.
It has been less than an hour.
That took us an hour.
And he said 20 minutes, so. Are we stealthing?
Oh, nice.
Nice.
It's
a 19.
Do I have,
I forgot, do I have plus?
I think I rolled the exact same thing.
Nice.
It's a one less than what I had last time, so it's a 29.
Holy 29, cow. Huh?
A 25.
Oh, no, no, no. No, no, no. Not 29. 21.
31.
Impressive.
I got plus 9, and I rolled a 12, and the plus 10 on top of that.
I have a plus 2. I accidentally added my perception to my stealth. That's not right. I wish I could do that.
I got a plus 1 for it.
Oh, gosh.
Plus 1, plus 10.
It's a lot of 20s over there.
I rolled perfectly average.
Wow, all the gargoyles.
Oh, my gargoyle.
Yikes!
What was Garg's?
18.
So you guys get to the door. And
by the way, since he pointed that out and I'm in behind, I have my eyes trained on these gargoyles.
Okay.
Are any of them moving?
You see one turn a little bit its head towards you.
I'm gonna pretend like I didn't see it.
Yep. You guys approach and reach the door.
Uh-huh.
What do you do?
Open it, if we can. Can we open the door?
Is it like a big door, but it's like there's a human-sized door?
I got the three sizes of doors.
Like a Kingdom Hearts thing.
Yeah.
Strength check to open it.
All of us? Me?
It would be all of you.
Okay.
My hands are bad.
Well, they wouldn't be able to.
No. Use your head.
Dunk.
Put your hip into it.
You put your back into it and push.
Pretty decent.
Non-natural 20.
Okay.
Ooh, 14. Wow. I rolled a 19, so 18.
I was going to say, I was like, would Lord Gress, though?
I have a minus 1 to strength, so. Yes, there's no one watching us.
Exactly, there's no one watching us. Sure.
Okay, so what was yours?
I got a 14.
I'm so sorry.
14. 14.
There's always one person
who has
to have
I'm tied up.
Okay, and then you got a natural 20 and an 18. 20. So with those three strength checks, you're able to barely get this large door open enough for a human to slide through. There's not a lot of light emanating from the other side, and it's pretty cool as well.
That's pretty sick.
That's why I have my duster on.
Do you guys go inside?
Yeah.
Gotta take a look. Are there more gargoyles out?
So you go inside to this other area, and it's more of a kind of a winding hall that curves right, and you see like thick 3 feet rings hanging from the brick walls, and three down you see a chain that's clasped to it that is the same thickness, and you see the chain kind of going around the hall into the darkness. It's a little bit foggy as well, and you hear it whip a little bit.
What an interesting world building. Let's press on.
TPK.
Oh, I'm going to pass out.
So that's what these giants are into.
A song of my people. Send it.
Send it.
So there's no gargoyles in here?
Nope.
Right. No, there's just something that requires a gigantic chain.
Dutch is just gonna quietly take off his flask and just
take a big
I'm
swig.
I'm too sober for this.
I see no problems.
I'm sure Johnny doesn't see any problems whatsoever.
Do you think they would want a good berry?
I'm gonna take a big deep breath and I'm gonna regret this.
Yes, Garg.
I'll just kind of reach over like and pull down his gag a little bit.
Pouting.
You had something to say?
Or are you just constipated?
Constipated what?
Yeah, okay, put his gag back.
All right. Let's.
Sorry. World building.
Lead the way. Yeah, let's go. Are we going to try and we're stealthing through this?
We're following the leader.
The leader. Yep. The leader. Following let's the leader.
Stealth through
to the gates
this.
Of hell.
Yeah. All right, screw it.
You're going to stealth?
Yeah.
Maybe not you.
We got a magical dollar there.
You roll. You were stealthing.
4.
All right, good.
Suave. Unnatural 30.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. What?
Oh, my goodness.
No, we still got the plus. It's 21.
What'd you roll?
21. I rolled a 2 plus 9 plus 10.
30.
So, yeah.
16.
It's a collective stat right now. 15? 28. Oh.
Your leader and one of your bodyguards aren't stealthy enough.
I like how the two tied up people.
So there's three passes and two fails, though.
What was that?
There's three people made a stealth check, right? Mm-hmm. And two failed, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we only got a D on the grade, man.
It's a C.
So what do we see as we round the corner as we're super, super quiet?
Yeah, so you guys round the corner and you kind of are walking this S-curve and this chain just kind of keeps going. And then you get to an opening where it's actually a little bit brighter, where it looks like they cut out on the side of the island in the sky. And you see that the chain is going off the edge and down into the sky. There is no exit from this cut curve.
Let's go back quickly.
Actually, I'm kind of interested in what that chain goes to.
No, you're not.
Actually, Callus as well.
Does everyone want to roll a perception check for me?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Callus, we care about
it. Dang it. 18.
17.
12.
Okay.
17?
Yep.
Let's hope the thing that's chained up doesn't like the cloud giant kings.
2.
So you hear you see the chain kind of goes and it slaps. And you could just hear long strides of what sounds like wings. And you look out in the distance and you see a fire giant patrolling on a nightmare. And you just see this green winged dragon on a chain engulf the dragon, the giant, and eat it. And then it goes back into the clouds. And you just see the chain kind of go and go tight and slap against the wall. I need everyone to roll a reflex save.
Huh.
Do I get advantage? So like the chain's just like coming straight towards us. Okay.
Do I get advantage because I was a reflex?
Dexterity.
Dex.
Do I get an advantage because I was on the back?
18.
Do me and guard get advantage because it just goes right over us? It is a giant chain. It's probably up there.
It's alright. Oh,
it's not bad.
It's not good.
It's not good.
It's a 13.
Okay.
No.
Oh.
22. Who's under 15?
That's me.
Okay.
You rolled?
17.
You rolled high! Yeah! What the fuck?
So anyone under 15 doesn't see the chain kind of lock and go back, and you take 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 bludgeoning damage as you're slapped against the brick wall.
Resistant to bludgeoning.
True.
Does your spell drop?
I don't think this guy's self is concentrated.
Oh, I need to do one, though, for passing that trace.
Yeah.
So it'd be DC 10.
I thought you got above 15.
Natural 20.
Natural 20.
Okay.
No, I didn't. I
We're good. Whew. All
right. Let's get out of here. Well, actually. Hey.
Nope. Rolled above a 20 perception?
All right, no, I got 18.
I think.
Perception?
Yes.
28?
Well,
Yeah.
Perception. Oh, wait, perception?
So,
18.
No, I rolled 28 on self. I rolled a 2 on perception.
Yeah.
Nope. So, I did not get above 20.
You did do...
I forgot. I think I got one of the lower ones.
18. So no one?
I don't remember.
Okay. Just kidding.
One of these two got above 20.
It wasn't me.
I don't remember.
It was probably Zediac because my perception is
trash.
We
don't deserve the hint.
Yeah. Yeah. You can see faint mountains of shiny things in the cavern.
Okay, let's go. Hey, Cal.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here. You see that chain?
We should break it.
That's what I was thinking. Do you have anything that can do that?
Guys, no. They call me Caldon Earth Tremor. The ground shall crumble.
Hey, it's a distraction.
We're trying to go in there peacefully.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. The whole plan was if we find the other two girls, then we go for attack. But we don't have a plan of attack right now.
I think the plan of attack is there's going to be a dragon on the loose.
A dragon. A dragon who's obedient to the other giants here.
He's chained. If he was obedient, he wouldn't be chained.
Yes, and there's dogs who are chained at home. They're called leeches.
He also just did eat a fire giant and a nightmare.
Did he? I didn't know.
He did.
He missed that part.
I was probably...
He ate a fire giant.
One more time. I didn't catch that.
He swallowed a fire giant.
Why the hell are you not gagged right now?
Because I do magic thingies with my fingers.
Yes, you're not supposed to talk like you can't. You're not gagged. See, that's exactly what
you're supposed to do. Hey, Cal, what can you do about the chain?
It's going to cause noise.
It's probably going to cause noise, but you know what?
No.
What you got?
Just gonna undo the flask and we're just gonna
what are we doing?
Get drunk.
Alright.
I actually don't have super good stuff right now for destroying metal. Besides, I can heat it up.
Nope, not gonna work.
Cal, if you heat it up, I can cool it down. And maybe we can weaken the metal.
That's glass.
Works on metal.
No, you... The mold metal you heat up.
Let's just move. It's okay. We don't have to do it. Let's just go.
It might be strong enough if the metal's heated up.
It might weaken the metal.
Yeah. Maybe if it's hot enough. But then we would lose our stealthiness.
Okay, let's just stay stealthy. Okay, let's just go.
Alright.
And we're dipping.
Alright, back the way we came. And out the other way.
What happened to the chain?
Wait, huh? Just so we're clear. This is a green dragon we saw, right?
Yep.
Yeah, screw him.
Wait, what are we doing to the chain?
He's kind of toxic. We're not using the chain.
But I could cut it. I could cut it with my sword.
You could cut a giant chain that's turned into a dragon?
Gar can't talk. Also, it's a green dragon. Screw him.
So we go back.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going back.
So you guys get back to the door?
Yeah, and we already stealth through the gargoyle, so we don't have to do it again.
Hopefully.
Don't have to stealth around every time.
So, do you guys just proceed into the room?
Well, we're going to be quiet about it, yes.
Okay.
Can we peek through the door and make sure there's nobody in the room before we go in?
Yeah, sure.
I will do that.
Have Fluffy peek his head in.
Scooby-Doo it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of want to Scooby-Doo it.
20.
Okay. You look into the room. There's no one in the room.
Okay.
Is there anything in anything?
Is there two in the room?
What's that?
Is there anything in the room?
There's gargoyles.
Still?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Quietly. Okay.
So go back in the room.
You guys go back into the room. So, and Dutch, you go to look up, and you don't see anything on the walls.
Ah, shit.
You guys turn back towards the door, and you see 12 gargoyles hop off the wall into the air. Roll for initiative.
Son of a bitch. Can't talk to gargoyles.
What do we get? Dutch.
26.
Awesome. Guard.
20. Sorry.
Zediac.
8.
Cal.
9.
Oh, Johnny.
1.
And a bunch of gargoyles. Cool. But first up, we got Mr. Dutch.
What?
As he turns around and notices the gargoyles are no longer there. And he hears these rock creatures jumping off. What do you do, Dutch?
What do you do?
Besides, they're in your brown pants.
All right, boys.
Going
give
loud.
Me assassin or die. I'm just going to take out his musket and we're going to fire it. Twice?
Yeah.
Trying to see how many times I could, we're just going to fire one of them randomly. I guess, number three.
Okay.
19 for the first hit.
Yep.
And 17 for the second.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. That will be 8. What kind of damage is that? Piercing damage for the first one?
Okay.
And 13 piercing damage for the next.
Is two. It magical?
No.
Okay. So you shoot the gargoyle and you see a little bit chip off of it, but not as much damage as you were expecting for such a direct hit.
Correction, hold on. This weapon could be fired a number of times equal to its reload. So, never mind. I have to redo that because I could use the pepper box instead, but I would have to... Because the musket I can only fire once and then have to reload.
Okay.
So, would you allow me to use pepper box? It does less... It does a D10 instead of it. And could I reroll the damage?
Yeah, that's fine. But you're rolling a D10 instead of a 12, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Bye. So, I do my... I mean, not
about the same.
Better, you know, better. 12 for the first one.
Okay.
And 7 for the next.
All right.
So what's the total of?
So 29 or 19?
19.
19. Okay.
Piercing.
So we'll go. Okay. All right. And next up, it is Gargoyle number one. If that's the end of your turn.
And he's going to fly down.
And go to attack old Johnny Boy.
Oh, Johnny Boy!
And they are going to do a bite attack and a claw attack. And wow! Wee wow! The first one is definitely a hit. It is a 21 to hit. That's a bite. A hit.
Yeah.
And he bites down and does 3 damage. The right. Second one, he goes to swing with his claws, but he rolled a natural 1. And you take the opportunity to get a attack of opportunity on him.
Ooh, we're going to swing my mace at him.
Mace to the face.
What'd you roll?
10.
He did a macing.
Yep, so you go to swing, but you miss as he moves very quickly. It is now Garg. Garg is up.
Alrighty, in the meantime, I have been freed.
Yep.
Take down one of these things. And you see Garg reach behind him, but instead of going for his greatsword, he pulls out a small sling.
Because the axe is also holding
his sword. I have your sword.
You have my sword?
That'd yeah, you're going to have a slave walk around with a sword.
Ah, but you didn't take my sling in my pocket full of rocks.
Pocket rocks.
Pocket sand.
Loading up my first sling, throwing it. Looping around my head and
about taking the children's toy away.
You don't see your eye.
I mean, have you seen David with one of those?
Dex.
Yep. That'd be 18 to hit.
That hits.
And unfortunately, it's another stone. Just another stone. Woo! 2. 10 plus dexterity. Wait. Am I adding extra damage?
Dex mod. Dexterity.
Yes.
Damage.
So 5 bludgeoning damage.
Okay. Non-magical?
Non-magical.
Okay. And what number were you targeting?
Yeah.
Pick 1 through 12.
1 through 12.
Well, he can only reach that one.
But he's using a sling.
Range.
Oh, right. Duh.
Here. He is hitting number 8.
Alrighty.
Fire into the mob.
Number 8 for 3 points of damage. And you...
I said 5.
Okay. Yeah, but it's resistant.
Resistant to a rock to the face?
To non-magical
It's resistant
damage.
To
They're made of rock.
Yeah.
Darn. All right. Oh, you didn't like that one, did you? I got more. 29 more. That would be 19 to hit.
That hits.
Hey, I can do stuff again. Yeah, 5 again.
All right. Damage. Another 3.
Ding.
And we'll say you hit the same one.
Yep.
Beautiful. And next up it is going to be gargoyle number 2.
And he hops down to attack the old cow.
First for a bite and then for a claw with 21s on both of them.
So both barely miss.
Barely miss. So the first one hits you for 6, and the second one hits you for 7.
Both for pass for silent trees, too?
Yep. So that's 13, right? 6, 7, yeah.
Yep. And then...
And first one passes with a natural 17, and then the second one probably drops pass without trace. So we're no longer super stealthy.
Okay. And number 3 hops down off the wall after being shot by Dutch and goes down to do a bite and claw attack. And a 18 and a 15.
The 18 hits.
All right, 18 hits as he claws down on you for 7 slashing damage. And now, Cal, it is your turn.
So there's a bunch of them up here up on the wall?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Cal's going to be like, you should have watched your spacing. He's going to cast Wall of Fire.
Nice.
All the ones on the wall?
Yeah, so he's going to make it coming off of the wall. Because
they're
kind of like up on the wall, right?
Yeah.
So he's just going to like have it come out horizontal from the wall so that they would have to like go through it.
Yeah.
It's going to hit probably just like the first row of them, the back row.
Yeah.
But like right in their face.
Perfect.
I believe that's a dexterity saving throw from
I'm not trying to be quiet
those
anymore.
Boys. I mean, fire doesn't make sound. It's things burning from fire. That makes sound.
So it's a dex save. They have no bonus to dex.
Maybe we get lucky and
17.
Just don't hear very well.
Say, or 17's
the save.
First.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see. Only 2 of them save. So we'll say 9 and 8 save and the rest don't. And so it's half damage for a save?
Yep.
Okay.
Let's see. It's some D8. Total damage is 24 for all those who failed the save, and then 12 for those who succeeded the save, taking half.
All right.
If they end their turn within 10 feet of the upper side of it, they take the... does it? They just take the damage, actually.
Okay.
It's only a save for the eruption of
flame.
Yeah.
So 4 of them fail and 2 succeed for half. And does that complete your turn?
I don't think I got any. Actually, I should have done this before. Bonus action, summon Wildfire Spirit, and it's gonna show up right in here.
On the wall.
Right on the wall, right betwixt all of them. I'm gonna need, probably these 5 to make a dexterity saving throw again.
Okay.
Would he also need it?
No. It's like 5 feet. This one's not that much damage.
And what's the save? 17?
17 still, yep.
So they all fail.
Okay. I believe it's only, let's see. Yeah, not that much. Ooh, nice. 10 damage.
10 damage. So let me know who got hit. So we got
12, 11.
12, 11, 10, I see.
No, not 10. 12, 12,
12. 11, 6, 4, 5. Yeah, 12. Yeah, 10's just out.
12, 11, 6, 4, 5, you said?
Mm-hmm.
6, 4, and 5. All right. And now, it is Zediak's turn.
Yeah. climb. Interesting. When we last leveled up, I got a nice little thing that I get to do now. Huh?
2 extra hit points.
I am going to spin around.
Ooh, spin around.
And right. I'm going to cast... I'll take a step around Cal. And I'm going to cast Eldritch Blast at the one attacking Dutch.
Okay.
I get 2 beams from that.
Beam me up, Scotty.
So yeah, he's going to... That is a... What is my... Oh, yes, that's good. That's a 28 and a 21 to yep, hit.
Those do it.
Okay.
Eldritch Blast.
Yeah. All right, and not very good. It only does 3 damage. Rolled a 2 and a 1. Ugh. Not good.
And that's on number 3?
That's on number 3. And
3 damage to 3.
3 damage to 3. And I'm going to finish my movement next to the one next to Cal. And I'm going to use my...
number 2.
Which is number 2. And I'm going to use my bonus action to strike it with the Green Emerald Tiger Dagger.
Nice.
Poison that stone.
Attack. 18 to hit.
Yep.
And... that is 7 slashing, magical, and then 2 points of poison damage if they can take poison damage.
All right, so it just hits for 7. Okay. So you hit number 2. Full 7.
And that is it for me.
All right, now it is Gargoyle number 4, and he's going to attack the Wildfire Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And... a 20 and yep. A 16.
Yep.
All right. And the total will be 11 damage.
All right, 11.
And it's now Gargoyle number 5. And he's going to do the same. It's also going.
Because of Wildfire.
If it ends its turn, it takes 5d8. Damage.
Okay.
Because it is not moving, right?
No.
Okay. Where's the Wildfire? It's just
so it's like, actually, 10 feet. So it would probably still be within 10 feet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And that's even right. Though they're flat on the map, you just have to picture them as being vertical.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going to be a stickler on that.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do the other attack, Sal.
Get the... Oh, okay. Yeah. So number 5 is going to attack it now. So, miss and miss.
Sweet. We'll take those.
And 6 is going to attack it as well. Yep, 16 and a 22.
Both hit, yeah.
Okay. Nice. So, 13 points of damage towards it.
Okay.
And...
does he, like, explode or anything when he dies?
We'll find out. How many dies?
Yeah, and then 7's going to fly through the wall, so what happens when he
goes goes through it, he takes the damage as well.
Okay, so he's going to fly down and attack Cal.
Okay.
Which
one's Cal?
No, right there.
That one?
Dwarf. No, the dwarf, yeah.
Right there? Yep. Can't you tell the difference?
And they're all short to him.
Yeah. Mm. 2 16s to hit.
Both hit.
Okay. And uh-oh. That is 13 damage.
Okay. He still takes the damage before because he flew through it.
Yeah.
I said 13?
Yeah.
And let's see if he stays up. Yep. Ooh. Stays up.
And then how much does he take for going through the wall?
Same amount, 5d8. So I'm just waiting until you finish all of them and I'm just telling you the amount.
Oh, okay.
Well, it might be relevant to do that now because if he dies going through the wall, you won't take any damage.
Fair enough. This was 12, 19, 21, 25 points of fire damage.
It was number 7?
Yep.
22, you said?
5.
25. All right. It does not, it's not dead.
Are we kind of the same roll for 6, 4, and 5?
They haven't moved yet, but they take damage from the wildfire spirit, not the wall, right?
From the wall, because they're within 10 feet of the dangerous side.
Yeah. Oh, so do they take the same amount of damage?
I'm just going to...
Okay, so rolling for each can you... So 4, 5, and 6?
4, 5, 6, yeah.
25 each.
The bottom side is nice and cool for whatever magical reason.
Okay, and now it is Gargoyle's 8 and 9. So 8 is going to fly down, and he takes the
25.
So 8 takes 25, and he's going to attack Johnny in his big old face. A 20 and a 15.
Those both hit.
Boom.
Getting nervous?
Yeah.
So, let's see. So, 15 damage. And then 9
is going to fly down. Takes damage. Mm-hmm. And 25. He's going to land here.
Cal V.
9 takes 25.
MVP over here.
And he's going to attack Garg.
Oh, sweet. I was like, I gotta roll for the...
Two misses.
Yeah.
We take those?
Dead the serious. Look of worry and just a smile on his face.
And then 10 is going to fly through. It takes damage.
Mm-hmm. 25.
It takes 25 damage.
I feel like 25 is a nice, easy number to remember.
It really nice. Is. And then he goes to attack Dutch.
No, it doesn't.
A... 19 and a 16.
The 19 hits.
Okay. 4 points of damage, slashing. And 11
is going to fly down. Takes 25.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. So that actually, it obliterates as it flies through.
Explodes. And Cal's going to use his reaction to make a little well of... energy. And so yeah, there's just like a little fiery orb sitting there.
Okay. Like in the rubble of it? Of the creature? Is that what you're trying to roleplay?
It's like that glowy thing that you need to pick up for XP.
Yeah.
That stuff, yeah. And it could be stuck like on the wall if you want it to be.
No, that's fine. And then 12 is going to fly through and he obliterates as he flies through as well.
Cannot get that one.
And it's Johnny's turn.
Cal, what does that thing do?
That changes what I was going to do.
You know, it's a new thing to me, too.
All right.
Step into it? What do I...
Lick it.
So number one is berry. Right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try and cast Witch
really
Bolt.
Good berry.
At fifth level. Okay.
You're going to cast what?
Witch Bolt.
Which one?
At number one.
No, which bolt?
24.
That hits.
So that's 5d12.
Four, 10, 18, 21.
So that's 28 damage.
You connect 28 damage on number one. It's magical, correct?
Yep.
And then Fluffy?
Actually, we're going to use meta magic and quicken spell and use Firebolt against number 8.
Number 8, okay.
You're like...
Yeah, just
blasting them out of the way. For 21 to hit.
Hits.
What's Firebolt do at this point?
2. 2d10, I think.
2d10, that sounds pretty dope. 2d10. Where's the d10? This looks like a 10. This looks like a 10.
For 12 points of fire damage.
To 8?
Yes.
You said 12?
Yep.
And that is enough to destroy.
Number 8. Sweet! Number 8. And Fluffy is going to grip very, very tightly to Dutch's hair and try not to lose his bowels.
Blood dripping down the hat.
And that's my turn.
All right.
Round two, Dutch.
Fight. Gonna point the gun right at number three's face.
Point where? Sucker.
I assume it hits. It's 12 plus 9.
Yep.
And we're just gonna then go right to 10 and fire at that one.
Okay.
19?
Mm-hmm.
So, 3 will take the green die, and 10 will take the purple die.
Okay.
That is green, or 3 will take 7 damage.
Okay.
And 10 will take 6, they're non-magical, so I assume it's halved.
And then, you said 6 to 10, so 3?
Yes.
Okay. Which... That's enough to kill it, though. Number 10. You just shoot it, and its face just crumbles and falls down. And does that complete your turn?
That completes my turn.
All right. And it is Gargoyle number 1. It's going to attack back at Mr. Johnny.
Attack back at...
Back to back. 20 and a 19 to hit.
Oh, those are both hits.
Okay. All right. 10 damage. One is piercing, one is slashing. And it is now Mr. Garg's turn.
All right. Grabs stone number 3. Swingy, swingy. Flingy, flingy. For 14 to hit. Gargoyle number... The one behind him.
That's a miss.
Oh.
You go to swing, but you just come right under its wing.
Right.
And I don't think I'll be as unlucky this time. A 21 to hit.
Yep.
The stone. Four damage.
Four damage to number 9?
Yeah.
Okay, so 2 as it's halved. And are you going to move or you're staying?
Same where I'm at.
Okay. And now Gargoyle number 2 is going to attack Cal.
Mm-hmm. It is going... I'm going to use my Sentinel attack first.
Let's resolve that first before I roll.
Does a... Ooh, this is a 15 hit.
On the dot.
That is 5 slashing damage.
Okay. And he goes to attack, and he hits with one and misses with the other.
Oh,
I'm an idiot. So, Cal, you take 8 slashing damage.
8, okay.
And
let's see if Wall of Fire drops.
Okay.
It does.
Okay. And then number 3 goes attack Dutch with a bite and claw. And a 21 and a 22 to hit.
They hit.
Okay. All right. 12 damage.
Total?
Yep.
Are they magical?
No.
Doesn't matter. Just one.
Cal, it's your turn, buddy.
Cal's gonna beckon the wildfire spirit over towards him, so it's gonna and fiery teleportation out. They need to make those 3 need to make dex saves.
And an attack of opportunity?
No, it's teleporting out. Okay. It's just bamfing.
Alright.
And he's just gonna rest on or next to Cal.
2 natural 20s and a 17.
So they all succeed. I think they just take half of this, which is half of...
2?
They take 2.
Oh. Or well, it's plus... I think it's half...
4, 5, and 6.
Yeah, let's go back. Oh, wrong way. 4 plus... Sorry. 4 plus 4.
Who's on deck?
So they take 4 damage for 6.
Zediak is. So they take 4 damage?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then Cal, for his action, that was his bonus action, commanding the Wildfire Spirit. And then his action, he is going to cast Firebolt at numero We'll do four. Number four. Okay. Firebolt. 12 probably misses.
Misses.
Goes wide. He's looking.
Goes wide.
He's looking a little worse for wear. just being battered by these earth elementals. He's more friendly with fire elementals.
Zediak, it's your turn, buddy.
All right. I think I'm going to, because there's no more wall of fire, right?
Nope.
I'm going to do Eldritch Blast at 4 and 5.
Okay.
So for 4, that is a 23.
Hits.
And then for 5, it is a...
Miss.
12. Yeah. Not good enough. So...
So 5 gets hit, though.
5 gets hit. 4. Woo! Max, 10 damage.
Max damage.
Yeah. And then I'm going to use...
Is it 10 plus anything?
No, or? It's just 10. Just okay. 10 force damage. And then bonus action, swipe with the dagger. And that is going to be a 17.
That hits.
And 7 slashing damage.
And that's number...
Number
2. So.
And it would have taken 4 poison damage.
And it's.
I just wanted you to know.
Pitchy dubs.
Next up, it is. Gargoyle 4.
Where are we at?
On the wall.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna fly down and attack. What? Who's that guy?
The D4?
Nope, that mini.
That's me.
He's gonna attack Zediak.
Where is he standing?
Right here. Oh, wait. One second, real quick, before I end my turn, can I, because Cal told me to do this, can I go over to this thing
eat
real
the
quick?
Berry.
And whatever this berry. Whatever this thing is,
that's
what,
is
what does this do? So, no, it's not. That's the wildfire spirit.
It's
what is this thing that you told me to pick up?
It's called Flames of Life.
Okay, what does that do?
And so, you get 2d10 plus 5 hit points. You get 19 hit points.
Like temporary?
You get 19 hit points.
He healed you.
Oh, it heals me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I haven't taken damage yet.
You're about to.
Dang.
Well, I mean, that was a waste. Does it have to activate as soon as a...
Well, I'm going to roll the hit.
Well, you told me to pick it up, so I picked it up. But
yeah.
Whatever. So, now I know. I didn't know what it did. So...
A 12.
I would have felt better.
A 24. The 24, I think, hits.
Yes. 12 is not. Did you want to write?
And 9 points of damage.
Is that it? That's all you got? All right.
And so next is 5, 6, and 7. So 5 is going to jump off the wall as well and attack Johnny.
Is the fire still there?
Nope.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
And a 20 and a 10. The 20 hits, I don't think the 10 hits.
10 does not hit.
So, you're not that squishy. But max damage for 10. So, and then 6 is going to hop off the wall down towards Dutch.
I'm squishy. Right.
And misses both times. 7 is up to bat and is going to attack Cal. And
which one?
A
7.
20 7. And a 21.
Yep, those both hit.
Alright.
Real quick, because I just went, I got my reaction back. Going to use my reaction, and I have Warcaster, so I'm going to cast Eldritch Blast at it.
Okay.
Eldritch Blast.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm intentionally mocking Dutch, and I'm looking over to see if he notices, and I'm doing the finger pistols. Just to see if he says anything after this. That is a 20 and a 24.
And you're targeting?
7.
7, okay. Those hit.
And 12 damage.
Before it can land its damage, you kill it with your reaction.
And then it appears a well of...
jelly. A jello cup. Next up is 9.
Jello shots!
Gargoyle number 9.
That's all I can do. I'm done now.
Where's 9 at? In the back. He's going to get Cal right in the backside.
Yeah, my booty.
Woo-hoo! surprise, Mr. Cowboy. And those are two misses. He got a little too excited. But Johnny, you're up, buddy.
Broback Mountain in here.
Eat the good, good berry.
There's a good berry right there.
There's an extra good berry.
There's an extra good berry.
Though I'd probably kill number five first.
Yeah. Possible. I'm going to try and quicken spell Firebolt at number five. What's he get? Ooh, 26 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these are tens. 7 damage to number five.
Magical?
Yeah. Fiery.
You kill it?
Yes. All right. I'd like to
then so tough now.
Use my movement to move over to that good berry looking thing. Is that a flame of life?
Well, that's a flame of life.
Oh,
you
sweet.
Get 2d10 plus 5. You get 8 plus 5. What is that? 13.
13 points.
All right. And then I'm going to send a surge through the witch bolt back at number 1. He takes 6 damage.
Okay.
And that will conclude my turn.
Top of round 3. Mr. Judge.
Alright, using my last few shots to fire number 3.
Okay.
Nat 20.
Ooh. And you're getting point back. And a natural 20.
2 nat 20s.
Wow.
That's a lot of damage.
Do you want to sit over there, maybe? Maybe it's just that side of the table.
So basically, you just do flat damage instead of having it reduced.
So that's
22 damage. Okay.
Just straight because
it would be 20. Yeah. Sorry. It would be 24. Plus whatever you got. So, no, it's, So 24 is 24 plus another 10,
34.
Which is 34.
It's enough to kill it. You just.
Would one of them just straight up kill it? Or
no.
Is it. Okay. And then,
that's awesome, dude.
I'm just gonna move right here.
Yep. And it is now.
Oh. Sorry. Yep. Then with my free action, I'm gonna put it away.
Okay. Number one is going to attack Johnny again for shocking him. And does a 14 hit?
Nope.
He misses both his attacks. Well, look at you, Mr. Garg, you're up.
Not nice to attack. This is dragon friend. And I threw a sling. 17 to hit gargoyle number one.
Hits.
4.
Is a flame worm not show?
4 damage.
Yep.
It's so, 1 per action.
Then I'm going to load up another stone. Same action. But this time, probably got caught on like 40. Something. So I got 12.
Misses.
Misses.
All right. Can you stay where you are?
Yes.
All right. And then gargoyle number 2 goes to attack Mr. Zediak.
Mr. Zediak.
Bring it.
A 20?
Hits.
All right. 8 points of damage. And number 3 is a dead man. Cal, it's your turn.
Kel's not feeling too hot right now, contrary to popular belief, but he's gonna have his Wildfire Spirit with his bonus action command it to use Flame Seed, and it's gonna shoot a little tiny fireball at number 9, mm-hmm. And Kel's gonna combo attack and shoot his fire bolt at it at the same time. So fire bolt up first.
Alright.
That's a natural 1.
Ooh. And I'm not a halfling.
Roll your damage.
2d10. Which one are you firing at? This one. Number 9.
No chance of hitting me.
So he just turned around and that's 7 damage.
7 damage.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to cast the spell, but it doesn't come off right, and you hit your hand with the spell, taking 7 damage.
That burns. Great, because don't
are you resisting?
You're resisting. Is it a fire spell?
It's a fire spell.
Then you are resisting. You take half.
Cool.
So you just take.
But I ignore resistance.
So then what's that
on
mean?
Yourself?
It's just the same. It's just straight.
Just 7.
Because he ignores fire resistance. If it hit the flame element or my wildfire spirit, it would have done nothing. I digress. So it's going to use flame seed and hopefully roll better than Cal. That's a bit better. That's a, I believe, 16. Yeah. And for 1d6 plus 4.
All right.
8 fire damage to number 9.
Number 9 takes 8 fire damage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's just going to chill.
All right. And Zodiac, you're up.
I'm going to see here. Yeah, same thing. I'm going to cast Eldritch Blast again. And like now I'm looking in between two gargoyles right at Dutch and finger pistols.
Oh my gosh.
Whatever you can do, I can do better.
17 or 15, and oh, that is an 11.
So 15 hits.
15 hits.
Raising his eyebrow.
Because you missed one.
I hit both my shots.
I got both my shots.
Only does one damage.
One damage.
So, 6 takes 1 damage, and I missed 4. So I slash 4 with the dagger.
You proud of yourself there?
It's a new thing. I'm trying it out. 19 to hit.
Yep.
And 6 slashing damage.
On number 4?
Yeah. Magical slashing damage.
All right.
Is it dead yet?
No.
Is it dead yet? Are we there yet?
Trying to kill him with slings and daggers.
Might be if you hit it with both of them.
All right. It is number 4's turn, though. And he is going to attack Mr. Dutch.
Sentinel attack.
Stink.
Okay. This time I'm going to cast Green Flame Blade at it.
That's magical.
It is magical. That is a...
Better than Eldritch Blast. Blast.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, totally brash. Great. That is a 25 to hit.
That hits.
And Green Flame Blade, because I haven't used it in a hot little minute. Yeah. There we go. It's going to take... Attack deals a d8 fire damage. So d8, and it's going to take the dagger. So it's going to be 7 slashing and 6 fire damage. And then the second creature, so 6, the flame is going to shoot off of 4 and hit 6.
So you hit 4 and it explodes, and then it bounces off to hit 6.
Yeah, and then 6.
Number 4 becomes a well of life.
6 is going to take 8 fire damage.
All right. And it is now 6's turn. He's going
I'm
to
done.
Attack Dutch. And a 22 and a miss.
22.
So if I get anything that lets me use two reactions. 8
points of damage.
8?
Yep. And now it is number 7. It's going to attack Johnny. A 24 and a 19.
Those are both hits.
So 10 points of damage.
So I get knocked down, but and I get then, up again.
And I said that was 9, right?
The 7.
7, so now it's 9. And 9 is going to attack Garg.
Oh, wait. 7's dead. I
think.
Yeah. So I guess that would be 9 then.
Yeah, it would be 9.
Okay.
Keep me honest, kids. 15 to hit Garg.
Nope.
Alright, and it misses. Now it's Johnny.
Alrighty. We're gonna send some damage through ye old witch bolt.
Yeah, old witchy.
That'll be a 12.
Wow, nice.
Nice.
12 to number 1.
Yep.
Nosh.
That
better drop him.
Heavy damage.
Is he still up? He's
still yeah. up. He looks weary, though.
Looking a little weathered.
Yeah.
How's everybody doing?
I'm fine.
Yeah, he's, are you hurting?
You see smoke coming out of his mouth.
You actually do see him pretty red in the face. You might even see a couple cracks on his skin with light emanating. That's all.
What the?
I've not even been touched.
That's your trade-off. You never hit, but you never get touched.
But they don't see him as a threat, that's why.
I'm going to cast Healing Word at third level from my buddy Cal. So okay. Cal gets 3d4 plus 5.
Nice. Do you want to roll it or want me to roll
it? I'll roll it for you.
Thank you, because I don't have any d4s out. Actually, they're on the table, so never mind.
1, 3, and 2.
That's 11 points of healing.
We take those.
We ain't a healer.
And that'll be turn. We can take number one off the field, right?
Nope.
Nope, nope. He's still up. How are you still up?
Dutch.
Cool.
Kowalski.
I'm going to step into that. Seeing as Zidiak has done it before, he looked...
extra rejuvenated.
He was like, I feel the same.
But then Johnny did it, and he looked much better.
So you have to re-roll that one for sure.
You get 10 points of healing.
Ooh. Oh, I was at 69. Never mind.
Nope. Nope. You're 79 now.
And then we're gonna fire at number six. We're firing at number six. Between six and two, who looks healthier? Just off a quick glance.
They look about the two looks better.
All right.
With Cal's stone cunning, able to recognize the minute differences in stone, which one looks worse?
We're gonna fire at number six first. 18 plus 9.
That hits.
7 damage for number 6. And I'm going to fire number 2 and use a grit point to make it a violent shot. I think that misses. Yeah, that's a 13.
Misses.
Yeah. Well, never mind.
All right. Does that end your turn?
Yep.
All right. It is number one. Number one will attack old Johnny Boy.
Johnny Boy. It's tough when you miss your shots.
Natural 20 and an 18.
Hold on 1 second real quick. You can still do that.
Sucker! I got it!
Never mind.
For a second.
It gives a misfire plus 2. So I thought it might
have. No, we'll do the crit.
Is the musket 2?
Alright. So yeah, I'm using my pistol.
Not too bad. 6 was the crit.
Musket.
And then you take 8 for the non crit.
So 14?
Yeah.
How's Johnny doing?
I'm still standing.
Garg, get your turn. Garg!
Come on, Garg.
John still standing.
How close is Zodiac to me?
Right there.
About 20, 25 feet away?
Yeah.
I look longingly at my sword and then continue to just sling rocks.
Oh, feel bad. You're doing much better with your sling, though.
Maybe you should rearrange
to fighter. 6 is 25.
To hit.
Yep, with 5 damage at again number 1 because I don't like him attacking my rock.
You're my dragonborn.
You're my rock dragonborn.
And you're attacking 9, right?
Number 1.
Christopher needs to have more coffee before he does these sessions. That would be 12 to hit.
That misses. The first one hit, though?
First one hit, yeah, for 5. 25 damage. Or 25 to hit.
Whoa!
25 to hit.
That's a really strong slingshot.
A really big rock.
5 damage.
All right. So it takes 3.
Yep. And then the 12 did not hit.
Nope. All right. It is number 2. He's looking healthy. And he is going to attack Zediak.
Sure he is.
What a joint.
A natural 20. And a 14.
Sure he is.
He sure is.
Was the 14 hit as well?
No, 14 misses.
Okay. Oh, that's good at least.
So 8, you take 10 damage.
Okay.
And then
that's not bad.
It's Cal's turn.
Cal's like, stop stealing my wells of life. You told him to step right in.
Yeah, I told him, not you.
Now
you're
dead.
Dutch just can't phrase it. Dutch gonna remember that.
Dutch gonna give it to him.
Since Fireball didn't do too hot last time, Cal's gonna... Mine didn't. Mine hurt myself. Cal's gonna use his dagger that we got from
Magic Dagger,
the Queen, and he's gonna slash at number 9 and command his Wildfire Spirit to flame seed the number 9 as well.
Natural 1?
Yep.
Ooh, roll the damage.
I'm resistant to poison.
I know.
But don't you bypass?
Only for fire. That's 6 slashing and whatever the poison is. I think it's another d4, isn't it?
Yeah.
1 for the poison.
So you, your hand from the last time you tried to cast is just not back to normal, and you try to cast an attack again, and it just fails, and you hurt yourself as well again.
Yep. So for half of the 1 damage...
You just take 1.
Just 1, okay.
Yeah.
So, what's that? 6, 7 damage?
Mm-hmm.
And then Flame Seed from the...
We do math like artists.
Fire's
close enough.
There we go, that's a 21.
Yep.
Gosh dang.
What do they call it? Math for English majors.
9 points of fire damage to number 9.
To number 9? Mm-hmm. 9 points?
Yep.
That's enough to kill it.
And it bursts into a thing of radiant life force.
Quick, Cal, step in that! Quick, Cal, step in that!
Alright. Zodiac.
I should be a jerk and disengage and go get that.
I mean, you
are
can.
You more hurt than he is?
No.
You are welcome
it would be
to
very,
take
very
it.
Funny to do it.
I mean, you are acting cocky right now.
I know.
There's a new Zodiac in town.
There's a new Zodiac in
this
town.
This is Zodiac with low altitude.
mile high club.
Eldritch Blast on number 6.
Ooh, natural 1.
Spells seem to not be casting
yeah,
as well up
not.
Here.
I used
so
the dagger
happens?
Last time.
Let's see. Where are you at on the board?
Magic right here, shooting at 6 past Dutch. Can I shoot the hat off of Dutch's head?
Fluffy!
We're going to roll percentile die.
Thomas is going to come over the...
Above 50, you
come
hit...
Over the table
above 50, you hit Dutch. Below 50, you hit his hat, and you damage Fluffy.
Kill Fluffy.
42.
You hit Fluffy!
Roll the damage.
And my hat...
9 damage.
Oh my god.
Is he dead?
No.
No, he's got decent health.
I just remember him being like...
Probably like 30 health.
Like a tissue could touch him, he'd die.
Jeez. He popped up a couple times.
Alright.
My hat!
You did anything else?
Oh yeah. Gosh!
Yeah, I got one more. Oh, sorry Dutch, let me try that again. That's
natural one again.
No, 22 to hit.
I thought you were a good shot.
That hits.
It'd be nice to hit your shot.
Oh, 10 damage.
On the right target.
6?
Yeah, to 6.
That's enough to kill him.
All right.
Gotta kill the final boss.
And then I'll say to Dutch, sorry about your hat. I'm going to spin around and slash at number 2.
Sorry about your pet, though. Sorry about your
natural
hat.
Natural 20.
Dude! Woo! That makes up for it.
Does it? How do we do crits again?
Double damage, then
double
mod.
Double the die.
Dang it.
6 slashing damage.
To
number 2.
Number 2, and yeah. So that's 3.
Alright. It would have taken 1 poison damage.
Yeah, it would have.
And next up to bat is Johnny.
Come on, Witch Bolt.
Once again, I am coming to you to deal Witch Bolt damage. 9 points of lightning damage to number 1.
And that's enough to kill it.
About freaking time. Oh my gosh. Okay. And then number 2 is the last one standing.
Mm-hmm. You got to surround it, Johnny. You can do this.
Yeah.
My wildfire spirit can talk to it.
I'm going to
quicken. The AOO it would take if it decided to fly away.
Just quicken spell. Would he, firebolt would, it.
Oh, okay.
Was that a 12? Yeah. So 21?
That hits.
21.
What's 9 plus 10?
Ooh!
7 points of fire damage?
7 points of fire damage hits it.
All right. And I'd like to command Fluffy to go land on Zediac's shoulder and start yapping in his ear.
Alright. Top of round 4 is Dutch.
Alright. I think I still have 2 shots because I don't know if I deleted them or not. So,
just pistol whip it.
I'm gonna hit 2 twice. I'm gonna use a grip point for the first time.
Alright, sweet.
That one hits non-natural above 20.
Okay.
That one might not. That one is 15.
That hits.
Oh, cool. So, the first one...
15 is the median.
Cool. So the first one I used, Violent Shot, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
When you make a firearm attack against a creature, you expend 1 or more grit point. For each grit point extended, the attack gets +2 fire armor. Misfire, we don't have to worry about that because I didn't do that. If the attack hits, you can roll 1 additional weapon damage die per grit point spent.
Woo!
So the first one.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I like the consistency.
Yeah. That is 12 plus 5, 17, but halved.
Mm-hmm.
Still alive.
So that would be 9 points of damage. Nine. To number 2, still alive.
So jeez.
It's got gravel all over it.
Next one is 10, so it'd be take 5.
Okay.
Come on, that was it.
And then with my free action,
okay,
I'm going to put the other gun away. So I'll have no guns.
Okay. And it is now Garg's turn.
I like how you sent Fluffy to go yap in his ear when he could have helped attacked.
No, it's so much more productive.
Also, Fluffy mostly does poison.
Nice.
16 to hit with another sling that to hits. Whatever one is still alive.
The last one that's alive.
Yeah, that one.
Ooh.
I can't see it because it's clear.
It's invisible.
It's clear with clear numbers.
5 damage to hit.
So 3.
5 damage. That hit, obviously. So, and round number 2.
You should use the sling a lot more. Sling's great.
Get a magical sling. You'd be
right? And then 5 more damage.
All right.
You are exceedingly consistent with those 2s.
Yep. Boom. Yes. The median. Rolling 50%. It is now number 3. He is going to attack.
Number 2.
Number 2 is going to attack. It's because
Sentinel attack. I don't think that hits, actually. It's 14.
Nope.
Dang, I missed.
And it's gonna get Zeddy out.
No. Actually, it's 15 because my spell attack is +9, not +8.
So it does hit.
Okay. It does hit.
One second, man.
Does Sentinel work if it hits you?
Huh?
Does Sentinel work if it hits you?
No, it's hitting somebody else.
He just said it's hitting Zeddyak.
Is it hitting me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Never mind then. I thought you were hitting Cal.
All right. 21 to hit.
That hits.
Sorry.
And that is 5.
Nine. Huh?
5 damage.
That's it. That's all you got.
Do
you want more?
Okay, James Woods Hades from Kingdom Hearts.
That's all you got.
Feel the heat.
And it is now Cal's turn.
Cal's gonna
turn around.
And
are you gonna disengage?
Hit your attack.
Cal doesn't back down from life or death.
Especially not buffet.
Cal's gonna cast. Let's see. What's a fun spell?
Fireball.
The gargoyle is gonna try to do persuasion and pull cake out.
Actually, yeah.
What?
We're gonna try something fun real quick. Vampire spirit's gonna move right next to it.
Kel is going to talk through the wildfire spirit, basically just talking to the wildfire spirit and mm-hmm. wildfire spirit translating to primordial, and say,
"You work for us now.
Okay."
It speaks, that's just what it says. Okay.
It speaks Terran, not primordial.
So Terran is a like a type dialect of primordial. Because it's Terran, Aquan, and Ignan.
Okay.
Like the three like main water earth.
It just looks at
so it's like Portuguese.
Yeah.
Only speaking
yeah.
Because fire.
And it's stuff like it says primordial.
Yeah. So
I guess I imagine it as like British, Australian, and like American English. They're all English, but
yeah. There's different slang.
But man, I don't know what the Australians
looks,
are saying.
He looks at you, and his eyes kind of like glint black, like glossy black, back into stone, and he just still looks aggressive.
All right. Well, still looking aggressive. Then firebolt.
Okay.
Because that worked last time.
So the axe gonna duck.
There we go. That's a 23. And that one becomes a 2 because I'm an elemental adept. So that's 8 points of fire damage from Cal. Is it alive?
And that is enough to kill it.
And it also becomes a wonderful healing blob of
go step in it.
Dibs.
Deliciousness.
Dibs.
And Cal's going to use his speed to go bink, bink. Aww.
Okay.
You
guys,
you get them both.
You get them both.
Yeah.
Sad.
So I'll just do plus 10. And now is my
3.
Yeah. Let's see. So 10 plus 17 plus 10, so 27. Beautiful healing.
You guys are now out of combat, and you're standing in just rubble and powder of gargoyle body parts and powdered, almost looks like smashed cement. And you notice that in the midst of all the rocks that there's like a black sludge, and it starts to form up kind of like a tentacle little feeling, and then it dissipates into the cracks of the stone. You hear what sounds like maybe guards coming from the northeast doorway in the distance. And we'll see you next week.
If you'd like to know more, follow us on Facebook or Instagram at the Sleight of Hand Podcast, and on Twitter at the Sleight of Hand PC, or write a review on iTunes. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to contact us, our email is thesleightofhandpodcast@gmail.com. All content is created and owned by the Sleight of Hand Podcast. All artwork created for podcasts are illustrated by Deco on Instagram at onebluewolf_AD or www.artstation.com/onebluewolf. Rules as played are based on D&D 5th edition mechanics. Stay rad and happy gaming.